news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Definitely a chilly start to your Monday, 36 now at our studios. Feels colder than that. We'll get more details from Dr. Bill coming up. And the high today, maybe just getting to 50 degrees. All that straight ahead. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, a hit and run off of I-10 eastbound at exit 15B. That's Highway 90. No injuries or road blockage. So far, state troopers are clear. It's a chilly start. You want to go outside and start the heater before you head out. But across the Bayway, the causeway, Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS with audits or if you owe additional taxes. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be chilly with temperatures in the upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, sunny and chilly again with afternoon readings in the upper 40s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday, Martin Luther King Day, and it's a day off for a lot of government folks, although still a lot of folks going to work today. We'll talk about different activities going on both sides of the bay for MLK Day in just a second. Lots to talk about on today's show. Of course, we'll look at Virginia, where hopefully nothing does happen there, but they're getting ready for a possible outbreak of violence as you have this Second Amendment rights event going on. But it's a little more complex than that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of groups from outside Virginia showing up. That's what they're worried about. We'll get into some details on this rally in Richmond for gun rights. Also, it is 1 year since Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor was murdered. Talk about that and the trial upcoming for the person that the prosecutors say did that killing. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, in sports, we now know who's going.
Yeah, the Super Bowl matchup is set. They'll be playing Super Bowl, what is it? I think 54 this year in Miami.
I'll go with you. Yeah, sounds right.
Kansas City and San Francisco will be meeting up in the Super Bowl. So a couple blowout wins actually yesterday in the championship games.
And it is Senior Bowl week.
It is. And they'll get the players in. Started showing up yesterday, players and coaches. More players will roll in today. And then practice starts tomorrow through Thursday. Of course, that's open to the public. And then they have events pretty much every night this week leading into Senior Bowl Saturday.
All right. And I've just got an idea for Jim Nagy. And I've said this in the past, but a mascot for the Senior Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Senior Bowl.
I think that'd be good.
You know, Senior Bowl.
Just have Senior Bowl running around with the Reese's Cup.
That's what I'm thinking would work. Just an idea. Just free marketing ideas as we get started on this chilly Monday morning. 36 now, and the real field temperature, like 27 out there. So be ready for that.
And what was it last Monday? I feel like
70.
Yeah, it was warm last week, and now we're already back down in the low 30s.
All right. So Dr. Bill will be in shortly to talk about the work week weather and even a look forward to this coming weekend. All right, Texas mayor has a message for residents this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Correspondent Clayton Neville says the city is dealing with an increasing number of murders in recent years.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson proclaiming 2020 a year of nonviolence in the city. He says the MLK holiday is an appropriate time for the proclamation after a year of increasing violent crime in Dallas.
The perfect moment for us to send a message to our entire city.
He says of the 200-plus murders in Dallas last year, too many involved people of color.
136 of the 209 were African American. 51 were Hispanic.
Last summer, a 9-year-old girl was gunned down in Crossfire while sitting in her Dallas apartment, and earlier this month, a 1-year-old shot and killed in his bedroom. This MLK Day, the Dallas mayor asking residents to use the life of Dr. King as an example for how to live.
Think about what can actually be done when you apply the power of the human mind and faith and reason to a problem and not resort to violence to achieve an end.
He says he understands a proclamation itself doesn't reduce crime.
But what we can do is use this week to rededicate ourselves to the principle of nonviolence.
Dallas Police Chief Renee Hull starting out the year visiting local radio stations and holding workshops to encourage the youth to stay away from violence.
Make sure that they understand that crime is not the answer. There are services, and we as a city are wrapping our arms around that, but we want to keep our young people as far away from crime as we possibly can.
City leaders now calling on police and the community to work together to reduce violent crime. I'm Clayton Neville.
Great message on this MLK Junior Day. Several events planned along our neck of the woods here to honor the life and legacy of Dr. King. University of South Alabama and other groups will gather at Bishop State's main campus at 10 for a pre-rally. Then they will march from Bishop State to Lyons Park starting at noon today. Port City Chapter of Blacks in Government is hosting the 31st annual MLK Breakfast at the locale starting at 8:30 this morning. Members of South Brooklyn United Methodist Church are going to be working on community service projects around the area to honor the day. In Pritchard, there's going to be a rally with speakers starting at 10:30 this morning at Cooper Municipal Complex. And Bay Minette, the 34th annual Memorial March will begin at Kid Park at 10 a.m. They will end at John F. Rhodes Civic Center, and former Mobile Mayor Sam Jones is going to be the keynote speaker there in Baldwin County. And Pensacola's MLK Day Parade starts at 11 downtown. Pensacola's Police Department is planning extra security in the wake of recent shootings. 612 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll check in with News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Fairhope teenager is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning on several charges. 19-year-old Jordan Williams was arrested just after 2 Sunday afternoon. He faces 19 charges, including several for child pornography. People will honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. The city of Pensacola kicks things off with its 33rd annual parade through the streets of downtown Pensacola, beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. People will also take to the streets of downtown Mobile for the annual MLK Day March and rally. The march will be at Bishop State's main campus beginning at noon. A beloved Navy veteran on the Gulf Coast has died. Hal Pierce, known as the Sea Lord of Mobile, died Friday after an illness. Pierce served 31 years in the U.S. Navy during the Cold War. After his military career, he was a vigorous advocate for veterans. Friends describe him as larger than life, who worked on so many things. His legacy will be felt for generations. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next 3 decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Kansas City and San Francisco are headed to the Super Bowl. Auburn loses their second in a row, and Conor McGregor makes his long-awaited return to the UFC. It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Super Bowl 54 is set after Kansas City and San Francisco won their conference championship games on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs fell behind Tennessee 10-0 to begin the AFC championship game, but they rallied to defeat the Titans 35-24 to make the Chiefs' first Super Bowl appearance since 1970. After falling behind 17-7, Kansas City scored 28 unanswered points behind the arm and the legs of quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes ended the day with 294 yards, three touchdown passes, and 53 yards rushing, including an incredible 27-yard touchdown run that gave Kansas City the lead at the end of the first half.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run.
He's fired up. That radio call from 101 The Fox in Kansas City. Chiefs coach Andy Reid is headed to his second Super Bowl as a head coach. As the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, he lost in Super Bowl 39 to New England. After yesterday's game, Reid said that he's proud of his team and excited to head to Miami for another chance.
Fired up. Fired up to go to Miami. Need to get on a diet so I can fit in my clothes so we can go do our thing, but very proud.
I think many of us can relate to the diet part, maybe not the Super Bowl part. The Chiefs will be facing San Francisco in the big game on February 2nd at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami after the 49ers handled the Green Bay Packers 37-20 in the NFC Championship game.
Feel super, baby! Where they have won two Super Bowls, and they're looking for number six.
Let's start filling up that other hand.
That's the final call from 49ers radio on KNBR. San Francisco quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo only needed to throw eight passes for 77 yards because the 49ers were able to run the ball with ease and ride their impressive defense to the win after taking a 27-0 lead into halftime. 49ers running back Raheem Mostert rushed for 220 yards and four touchdowns in the win. Here's his final touchdown of the day, a 22-yard run that put the Niners up 34-7.
Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge left, cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has four rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history.
San Francisco making their seventh Super Bowl appearance in franchise history, looking for their sixth Super Bowl win. The Chiefs opened as a slight one-point favorite over San Francisco in the big game. In college basketball over the weekend, number four-ranked Auburn lost their second game in a row, falling 69-47 to the Florida Gators. The Tigers have now lost their last two after beginning the season with a perfect 15-0 record. On Saturday, the Tigers ended the game with the fourth fewest points scored under sixth-year head coach Bruce Pearl. John Petty led Alabama with 20 points, putting the Tide past Missouri 88-74. Number 10, Kentucky beat Arkansas 73-66. Tennessee routed Vanderbilt 66-45 and held the Commodores scoreless from three-point range. Vanderbilt had made at least one three-pointer in 1,080 consecutive games.
Wow.
That was the nation's longest streak, and it's now over. South Carolina beat Texas A&M 81-67. LSU remained unbeaten in SEC play with an 80-76 win over Ole Miss, and Mississippi State crushed Georgia 91-59. Here at home, the South Alabama men's team rallied to defeat Georgia Southern 74-68. Josh Ajayi led the Jags with 24 points. And the South Alabama women's team beat Georgia Southern on the road 71-65. The South women have now won three games in a row. In MMA, Conor McGregor made his long-awaited return to the Octagon and had a statement knockout win over Donald Cowboy Cerrone in the UFC 246 main event. McGregor beat the UFC's all-time leader in wins by using a quick start, a perfectly placed head kick, and punches on the ground to force the referee to call an end to the bout 40 seconds in. Only 40 seconds is second quickest knockout. It was McGregor's first fight since November of 2018 and his first win since 2016.
Okay, how much was a pay-per-view for that? Was that pay-per-view?
65 bones. And I paid every 65
And it lasted.
Well, the main event was 45 seconds. So, yeah, you didn't exactly, or it was 40 seconds. You didn't maybe get your money's worth, but it was pretty cool to watch him do that so quickly. And McGregor's back in it. Now everyone's wondering who his next fight will be in the UFC. 620, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
How long?
40 seconds.
How much?
$65.
Okay, just checking.
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be chilly with temperatures in the upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, sunny and chilly again with afternoon readings in the upper 40s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rhoda McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. So far, we've got a hit run, I-10 eastbound at exit 15B. That's Highway 90. No injuries or roadblock. It's a chilly start again this morning. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, accident-free conditions. Northbound 65 also looks good with no delays. Remember, Senior Bowl fans, head downtown this Friday night for the Mardi Gras-style player parade and free concert presented by Wind Creek Casino in Austell, USA, this Friday at 6:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You don't have, I guess, with your daughter's age, you haven't watched The Wiggles. You hadn't had
not yet. Wiggles. I mean, I saw them back in the day.
You were familiar with The Wiggles?
I think, you know, I don't think they were in my age group. They came a little after, but yeah. I was familiar with The Wiggles.
Yeah,
yes.
The Wiggles haunted the childhood of my oldest child, for sure. Wiggles in the news in just a couple minutes here on FM Talk 106.5. Opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial begin tomorrow amid new controversy over whether there should be a trial at all. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
Alan Dershowitz, a member of President Trump's defense team, raised some eyebrows when he said Sunday that a president cannot be impeached and removed from office for abuse of power, which is one of the two articles of impeachment against the president. The other is obstruction of Congress.
Well, I was surprised to see Alan Dershowitz say that. That's simply ignorance.
Jerry Nadler, one of the House impeachment managers or prosecutors in the case, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Jason Crow, another House impeachment manager on CNN's State of the Union, says it certainly is.
If that is true, then no president can be held accountable.
But Republican Senator John Cornyn tells CBS's Face the Nation he believes the president's impeachment arguments are true.
This is the first time in history where a president has been impeached for a non-crime.
And fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday says Trump never should have been impeached in the first place.
It was a partisan railroad job.
That said, Graham, a strong Trump ally, says the president isn't worried.
He is very much comfortable with the idea this is going to turn out well for him. He believes politically this has helped him.
Democrats say there cannot be a fair trial without documents and witnesses.
Does the Senate want to have a fair trial? Or do or are they part of the cover-up of the president?
Jerry Nadler on CBS.
Any Republican senator who says there should be no witnesses or even that witnesses should be negotiated is part of the cover-up.
Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown on CNN's State of the Union also makes the case for witnesses in the trial.
I don't understand how you can, to the American public, make the case that this is a real trial if there are no witnesses and there is no new evidence.
Republican John Cornyn tells CBS he has his own theory about why Democrats insist on calling witnesses.
This to me seems to undermine or indicate that they're getting cold feet.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures says Democrats better be careful about what they wish for.
All of the Democrats envisioning only prosecution witnesses and no defense witnesses, they're in a fantasy land.
Here's what's going to happen with or without witnesses, says Cruz.
We start with the House managers getting 24 hours spread over 2 days to present their case. They can argue evidence, they can argue law, they can argue whatever they want. After that, the president and the White House, they get 24 hours spread over 2 days to present their case. Then we shift to questions from senators. Senators get 16 hours. Our questions have to be in writing, and the Chief Justice asks them for us.
And if witnesses are part of the trial, Cruz tells Fox,
then we're looking at a trial that will probably last 6-8 weeks or longer, because you have to assume there's going to be litigation over the witnesses, there's going to be delay.
A vote on whether to call witnesses is expected mid-trial. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, program note, I thought this was something we were going to keep on the DL, but, you know, Twitter seemed to think differently. Former Senator Rick Santorum is going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning with an announcement. So Rick Santorum, who is, I think, in the state of Alabama today, is going to be calling into Mobile Mornings at 8.
An announcement, huh?
Announcement. So we'll leave it at that. Speaking of announcements, wow, saw this. One of the original Wiggles had a heart attack on stage.
Oh, no.
The original lineup of the Australian supergroup, the Wiggles, got back together in Sydney on Friday night for a show to benefit the wildfire relief. Unfortunately, a tragedy of another kind unfolded at the end of the show, a.k.a. Greg Page, a.k.a. the Yellow Wiggle.
Okay,
the Yellow Shirt Wiggle.
He's the one in yellow.
Yes, suffered a heart attack while he was exiting the stage. Had to be hospitalized. Luckily, Greg seems on the road to recovery. Several hours later, the Wiggles tweeted a picture of him in the hospital bed, smiling, giving a thumbs up. Greg is 48. But yeah, the Yellow Wiggle, heart attack. Time moves on.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Today marks 1 year since Mobile police officer Sean Tudor was shot and killed in the line of duty. 19-year-old Marco Perez is accused of killing the officer who was working undercover at the Peach Place Inn in West Mobile. Perez is charged with capital murder. His trial is scheduled for August. A man charged with murder after two people were killed in a deadly crash last month will stay in jail. Don Crocker had previously been arrested for driving under the influence and was out of jail on bond when he was involved in the deadly crash on December 14th. Crocker's bond was revoked as a result of the murder charges. He's accused of leaving the scene of the crash on Highway 45 near Citronelle. Two people were killed in the crash and two others injured. And the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is searching for a pickup truck that could be connected to a shooting and homicide that happened last week. The Sheriff's Office says it was a dark-colored Dodge pickup. It was seen driving on Pipeline Road onto Boswell Road. Julio Jacinto was the victim in that shooting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama Parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at Rennie@FMTalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, RENNIE@FMTalk1065.com.
Two Honolulu police officers shot and killed by a suspect believed to have ended up in a house that burned. In Kansas City, Missouri, police say at least two people are dead with up to 15 injured in a shooting last night outside of a bar. The suspect believed to be one of the fatalities. Virginia state and local police gearing up for potential violence at today's annual guns right event at the state capitol. Nick Valencia is there.
This event takes place every year, though it's taking on a new level of significance because of the threats, and also because for the first time in nearly a quarter century, the state legislature is controlled by Democrats, and many Second Amendment supporters here in the state of Virginia and beyond believe that their proposed gun control legislation is a step towards taking away their guns, so that's why they're showing up today here to protest.
The French Foreign Ministry Affairs Office says the idea of a European-led naval mission to protect the Straits of Hormuz, a vital route for oil shipping, now has support from Germany, Belgium, Denmark, Greece, Italy, the Netherlands, and Portugal, besides France itself. I'm Michael Tuska.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Job seekers going through the interview process often face inappropriate personal questions. A survey conducted by employment screening firm JDP found that nearly 6 in 10 respondents had been asked about their personal lives in the interview process, with 37% of women saying they've been asked about their plans for children, compared to 27% of men. A third of respondents say they had been asked about their relationship status. Bucking recent conventional wisdom, General Mills is just fine offering some sugary cereals. In a licensing deal with Hershey's, General Mills recently debuted three new cereal lines, Hershey's Kisses, Reese's Puffs Big Puffs, and Jolly Rancher, which features flavors green apple and blue raspberry. Yes, they all contain a greater amount of sugar than most other cereals. An analyst at Wells Fargo who covers General Mills says the sugary stuff is selling pretty well these days, noting that cereal is a category where people are splurging a bit more in terms of indulgence. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And a return to some winter-like temps. You called for it, and here we go this morning. It's pretty chilly.
Yeah, we're down pretty close to the freezing point here in the city, 33 degrees at the airport. Some areas may have reached that or possibly dipped a little bit below the 32-degree mark, but most areas are around 33 to 35 degrees. Looks like it will be a little bit colder tonight with a near calm wind and with clear skies. We'll see our coldest temperature tomorrow morning. But today, kind of a chilly day because we're going to stay in the 40s, around 48 degrees, but we should have plenty of sunshine. And the wind's still out of the north, around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tonight, I'll look for clear skies and a low tonight of 28 or 29 degrees here in the city. So some areas could get down into the mid-20s tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will be another rather chilly day, 48 degrees and sunny for tomorrow. And then looks like all temperatures will start to warm up for the second half of the week, but we're going to have rain in the forecast. So look for possibly a freeze for tomorrow night around 30 degrees, and then we'll climb into the 50s for high temperatures on Wednesday, but also the clouds will be increasing through the day. And then the next storm system will be affecting us as we get into Thursday and Friday. Low pressure system will come out of Texas, produce cloudy skies Thursday with a good chance for showers. Don't expect any severe weather, but just widespread shower activity on Thursday. And kind of a cool rain because the temperature will still be in the 50s, around 58 degrees for Thursday afternoon. The rain will continue for Thursday night and then move out on Friday morning. And we may see some clearing in the afternoon. And we're actually going to warm into the 60s, around 65 on Friday. After that, looks good for the weekend, with sunny skies around 60 on Saturday and a few clouds and 62 on Sunday. So we're going to get some rain this week, and looks like we'll get rid of it before the weekend.
Okay, wait a second. So you mean Saturday, as in Senior Bowl Saturday, is sunny and 60?
Quite an event, yes.
Whoa!
That's a first.
Let's write this down.
I know, and the normal high is 61, and we should be around 60 degrees and sunny skies on Saturday.
I mean, see, if y'all are new to town, what we're all reacting to is quite often the weather for the Senior Bowl is less than perfect. It's usually a good cold rain. You're calling for a sunny and 60-degree Senior Bowl.
Sunday at 60, and it looks like we'll get the rain over with early on Friday.
Fantastic, Dr. Bill. Okay, this might be something that y'all are jotting down for the 2021 Mobile Weather Marine Almanac. This would be an event.
Yeah, this is a major event to be able to have a beautiful day for Senior Bowl.
Hey, talk to folks about it if they have yet to pick up their 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, where they get that, what's in it?
Yeah, and of course the almanac has all kinds of weather information. In fact, one particular page has some of the very unusual world weather records. You can find the free copies at West Marine here in Mobile, and also at Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. Now, over on Cottage Hill Road, you can stop by Classic Cars. They have copies there, and if you're over in West Mobile, at Robert Moore Christmastown. On the Eastern Shore, we have some locations in Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply and Autocraft Collision Center, and also Billy Langford Allstate. And over in Central Baldwin County at Robertsdale Power Equipment. You can always come by Fox 10 here in Mobile, and also right here at the studios of 106.5.
Thanks, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Can you get, if he's not, Jim, if you're listening, cool. If he's not up yet, or because he's like probably worked till middle of the night doing Senior Bowl stuff.
He might have not gone to sleep.
If Jim Nagy is listening, you get Jim Nagy. 60 degrees and sunny for Senior Bowl.
That's amazing.
So once again, if y'all are new to town, quite often Senior Bowl, it's like a joke around here because the weather, two things. The Senior Bowl, and then we have, of course, Mardi Gras getting ready to get started as well. The Incas, love the Incas, folks, but their parade night is over. I mean, they've had sleet and thunderstorm and rain and all that. So the Incas parade during Mardi Gras and the Senior Bowl are famous for having rotten weather for it. Mm-hmm. Maybe this means the cycle's broken for the Senior Bowl and upcoming for the Incas, but Senior Bowl Saturday looks fantastic.
It's amazing. Hopefully that forecast holds.
Now, of course, you got to, when the practice day's on Thursday, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big practice. That's going to be rough weather. But for the game, for all of us, tailgating and hanging out and going to the tents and all that stuff. It's going to be beautiful.
I love it.
Good stuff. Y'all can celebrate that tonight on Sports Night.
We will. We'll talk about... I might have to get Dr. Bill on tonight.
Get him on to talk about the weather for the football game. It'll be good stuff. All right, speaking of football, more in the way of sports on the way with Dalton. Plus, a lot of people looking at Richmond, Virginia today as you have a gun rights rally going on up there and you have a limitation of Second Amendment rights. We'll get the full story coming up next.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by King's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh, yeah. Me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. King's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1 or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still at a hit and run off of I-10 eastbound at exit 15B. That's Highway 90. No injuries involved. Been a good ride beyond that across the Bayway and the Causeway. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. And so far through Mobile, no new wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FFP. Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 35 degrees now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. You heard Dr. Bill, 33 at the Mobile Airport. And I know checking in like the icebox of Mobile County, Mount Vernon was up 31 in Mount Vernon under that freezing mark. All right, the governor of Virginia declared a state of emergency ahead of today's rally by gun supporters in Richmond, banning firearms and other weapons on state capitol grounds. More on the story from Whitney Wild from Westwood One.
I think it's overkill at a certain level. I accept it's better to be prepared, but this is clearly beyond being prepared.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency ahead of a rally at the state capitol. Northam says law enforcement believes extremists, including people from outside Virginia, plan to flood Richmond protesting proposed gun control measures.
We're seeing threats of armed confrontation and assault on our capitol.
Monday's MLK holiday also coincides with Lobby Day, a chance for Virginians to advocate for themselves. Northam stressed the event is normally peaceful, but worries about a return to the violence in Charlottesville in 2017.
Violence will not be tolerated. And if that is your group or your intention on Monday, then you're not welcome.
Second Amendment advocates insist they're headed to the Capitol to simply exercise their First Amendment rights peacefully.
I just hope that people just truly understand that Virginia gun owners are peaceful people. We've peacefully demonstrated. This didn't start today.
The proposals at the now democratically controlled legislature include a ban on transporting and possessing an assault weapon and wider background checks. The proposals prompted some localities to declare themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, where officials say they won't enforce certain laws if passed.
That story, one of the three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Also, while you're there, you can check out the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Would you support a new Mobile Bay Bridge or expressway if it did not toll the Wallace Tunnel? 88% of y'all saying yes. Check it out, front page of FMTalk1065.com, and check out 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You made that New Year's resolution to get organized in 2020. Well, get yourself started on the right foot. Make an appointment with 1-800-GOT-JUNK for them to show up and get rid of the junk. Because a pro tip here, hot take, it's a lot easier to get organized when you have less junk. So do it with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. He is a local franchisee. A personal buddy of mine has been working in Mobile and Baldwin County for 11 years now, doing fantastic work. And he can do the same for you at your home, your office, storage unit. You got to get cleaned out, home you're getting ready to sell. If you got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that appointment today by picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Styx River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2020. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Styx River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Styx River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Fairhope teenager is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning on several charges. 19-year-old Jordan Williams was arrested just after 2 Sunday afternoon. He faces 19 charges, including several for child pornography. People will honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. The city of Pensacola kicks things off with its 33rd annual parade through the streets of downtown Pensacola, beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. People will also take to the streets of downtown Mobile for the annual MLK Day March and rally. The march will be at Bishop State's main campus beginning at noon. A beloved Navy veteran on the Gulf Coast has died. Hal Pierce, known as the Sea Lord of Mobile, died Friday after an illness. Pierce served 31 years in the U.S. Navy during the Cold War. After his military career, he was a vigorous advocate for veterans. Friends describe him as larger than life, who worked on so many things. His legacy will be felt for generations. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Kansas City and San Francisco are headed to the Super Bowl. Auburn loses their second in a row, and Conor McGregor makes his long-awaited return to the UFC. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. Super Bowl 54 is set after Kansas City and San Francisco won their conference championship games on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs fell behind Tennessee 10-0 to begin the AFC Championship game, but they rallied to defeat the Titans 35-24 to make the Chiefs' first Super Bowl appearance since 1970. After falling behind 17-7, Kansas City scored 28 unanswered points behind the arm and legs of quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes ended the day with 294 yards passing, 3 touchdown passes, and 53 yards rushing, including an incredible 27-yard touchdown run that gave Kansas City the lead at the end of the first half.
Mahomes moving to his left, laterally chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run.
That's the radio call from 101 The Fox in Kansas City. Chiefs coach Andy Reid is headed to his second Super Bowl as a head coach. As the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, he lost in Super Bowl 39 to New England. After yesterday's game, Reid said that he is proud of his team and excited to head to Miami for another chance.
Fired up to go to Miami. Need to get on a diet so I can fit in my clothes so we can go do our thing, but very proud.
The Chiefs will be facing San Francisco in the big game on February 2nd at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. That's after the 49ers handled the Green Bay Packers 37-20 in the NFC Championship game.
Feel super, baby! The 5-time Super Bowl champions are going back to Miami, where they have won 2 Super Bowls, and they're looking for number 6.
Let's start filling up that other half.
That's the final call from 49ers radio on KNBR. San Francisco quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo only needed to throw 8 passes for 77 yards because the 49ers were able to run the ball with ease and ride their impressive defense to the win after taking a 27-0 lead into halftime. 49ers running back Raheem Mostert rushed for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns in the win. Here's his final touchdown of the day, a 22-yard run that put the Niners up 34-7.
Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge left, cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has 4 rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history.
San Francisco will be making their 7th Super Bowl appearance in franchise history, looking for their 6th Super Bowl win. And they have a couple Davidson Warriors on the team also. Jakiski Tart and Jimmy Ward both played high school ball in Mobile and are now looking for a Super Bowl ring. The Chiefs opened a slight 1-point favorites over San Francisco in the big game. In college basketball over the weekend, number 4-ranked Auburn lost their 2nd game in a row, falling 69-47 to the Florida Gators. The Tigers have now lost their last 2 after beginning the season with a perfect 15-0 record. Saturday, Auburn ended the game with the 4th fewest points scored under 6th-year head coach Bruce Pearl. John Petty led Alabama with 20 points, putting the Tide past Missouri 88-74. Number 10-ranked Kentucky beat Arkansas 73-66. Tennessee routed Vanderbilt 66-45 and held the Commodores scoreless from three-point range. Vanderbilt had made at least 1 three-pointer in 1,080 consecutive games. That was the nation's longest streak. South Carolina beat Texas A&M 81-67. LSU remained unbeaten in SEC play with an 80-76 win over Ole Miss. And Mississippi State crushed Georgia 91-59. Here at home, the South Alabama men's team rallied to defeat Georgia Southern 74-68. Josh Ajayi led the Jags with 24 points. And the South Alabama women's team beat Georgia Southern on the road 71-65. South's women have now won 3 in a row. In MMA, Conor McGregor made his long-awaited return to the octagon and had a statement knockout win over Donald Cowboy Cerrone in the UFC 246 main event. McGregor beat the UFC's all-time leader in wins by using a quick start, a perfectly placed head kick, and punches on the ground to force the referee to call an end to the bout 40 seconds in. It was McGregor's first fight since November of 2018 and his first win in the UFC since 2016. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional collision auto body repair shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be chilly with temperatures in the upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, sunny and chilly again with afternoon readings in the upper 40s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11. Entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left, We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a great ride so far. Accident-free conditions continue. It's a chilly start, but no delays across the Bayway. Spanish Fort, Daphne, Fairhope looks good so far. And if you're traveling through Tillman's Corner at Theodore, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $4,800 in savings, model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 655 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Glad to have you here on this Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Activities going on in our area. Several events planned along the Gulf Coast honoring the life and legacy of Dr. King. University of South Alabama. Other groups are going to be gathering at Bishop State's main campus at 10 this morning for a pre-rally. Then they will march from Bishop State to Lyons Park starting at noon. Also, members of the South Brooklyn United Methodist Church are working on community service projects around the area in honor of this day. And I know there's a lot of that going on with other groups too. If you've got a group doing a service project today, let us know. We'll pass along. In Pritchard, there's going to be a rally with speakers starting at 10:30 this morning at Cooper Municipal Complex. Across the bay in Maybenet, 34th Annual Memorial March will begin at Kid Park at 10 this morning. We'll end at John F. Rhodes Civic Center, and former Mobile Mayor Sam Jones is going to be the keynote speaker. And Pensacola's MLK Day Parade starts at 11 downtown, and Pensacola's Police Department is planning extra security in the wake of the recent shootings. Speaking of the shootings that went down at NAS Pensacola, you've got Secretary of Defense Esper coming to Pensacola this week. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, you can check out Three Big Things, top news stories of the day. They're on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Part of the list here, you've got, of course, what goes on to starting tomorrow again in the impeachment proceedings in Washington, plus the gun rights rally scheduled for today in Richmond, Virginia. And here at home on Saturday, it was our buddy Jeff Poore moderating another AL1 Republican congressional debate. You can read the story there from our news partners at WKRG about what you heard, hopefully on Saturday. But if you didn't, not to worry. A replay of that debate coming up noon to 2 today during the midday Mobile slot. Another chance for you to get to know the candidates before that March 3rd primary. 657 News is next, and we'll be right back.